Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today's sleeper pick brought to you by Inspire Therapy. Treat sleep apnea without a mask. Visit Inspire, visit inspiresleep.com. Sleeper pick is that you won't freeze out there. What's the lowest that we've had on those readouts? People sending us readouts from their dashboard readout.
37.
That can't be in Pennsylvania, though.
No, it's West Virginia.
It is? Yeah. Okay.
Hazleton, West Virginia. Yeah, down near the Maryland border somewhere.
Okay, what about in these parts, so to speak? And thank you for listening down there, radio.com app, or maybe you are getting the signal. Who knows?
44 in Greene County.
Okay, all right.
So I think that may be the Pennsylvania 43 from someone else down in Greene County, I think. So.
All right, what have you seen, Producer Matt?
I think I see a 41 in Ligonier.
Ligonier. 41 in Ligonier. All right, there we go. So there's that. Marv Lewis, here we go. He's 24-8 against the Pittsburgh Steelers all time. He's 18-5 against Mike Tomlin. So that would leave him at 4-4 against, or 4-3, excuse me, against Bill Cowher. So he had much better record against Bill Cowher, right? No.
3-6, right?
No. He's 24-8 against the Steelers all time. 18-5 against Tomlin. So that would leave him at 6-3 against Bill Cowher.
Flip the numbers. You had 18-5. 5-18.
5-18 against Tomlin?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm wrong. You're right about that.
No, that's...
All right, I get it. All right,
we were looking at it from a Steelers
24.
Perspective.
Yeah, the Steelers are 24-8 against him, and the Steelers are 18-5 against him.
So Marv was 3-6 against Cowher.
Okay, so Marvin Lewis has won 8 times against the Steelers in his whole life.
Either way, he stinks against the Steelers.
He stinks against them. And it pushes forward to this Sunday at 1 o'clock at Paul Brown Stadium. What makes you think that the Pittsburghs are going to go in there and lose if you look at the past? And also, let's look at Marv Lewis just in totality. What makes you think that he's going to go on and continue this as the Bengals sit right now at 4-1? That he's going to go and he's going to win the AFC North? That he's going to go through and he's going to get to a playoff game and he's going to win it? Something says to me that that's a block. You're going to go through. It's going to be finished. Marv Lewis's career is going to be over. It's going to be done. And that's what it's going to be marked with. From the year 2003, when he took over. He took over in 2003.
Yeah.
He's been there a long, long time. He's 127-113 with 3 ties. It's a .529 winning percentage. He can't win a playoff game. I think that this guy's going to end his career and win a playoff
not
game.
Not a single playoff game?
Nope.
Well, they feel like this could be a year for them down there. And a lot of it, I think, has to do with Dalton and Green. They've got a running back now in Mixon, although they won without him last week.
But he's had 11 win seasons. He's had 12 win seasons. He's had 10 win seasons.
He's had good football teams.
Yes.
He's got a really good defense. And now he's got a guy that, maybe not a franchise quarterback, but a quarterback that you can win games with in Dalton, who's established now as an NFL quarterback. I'm much of the same mind that I don't believe it from the Bengals until I see it, especially in the postseason. And I don't know if this is the week where they finally rise up and prove that they can slay the dragon. I don't believe that it is, to be quite honest.
No, I don't either. I don't think it is. I think that the way the offense rolls last week's performance into this week's, you have the Bengals last week escaping with a victory against Miami, getting a couple defensive touchdowns. I think if you look at the fluidity of the games last week, you have to say that the Steelers roll into this one and look to be playing better.
I mean, both sides of the ball, too.
Yes.
They've figured some things out on defense. At least it looked that way against Atlanta. And, yeah, we can repeat over and over again how soft Atlanta was because of injuries on the defensive side up front as well as on the offensive side. But you saw some creative stuff from the Steelers on defense. You saw a pass rush. And if they get to Dalton, then that changes the way the Bengals have been able to operate on offense as well.
No, 412-928-9370 is that number. We always say that, too, like, all right, how are they playing as of late? Recent form?
What have you done for me lately?
If you look at last week, the Steelers played a much better football game than the Cincinnati Bengals did.
Yes.
They almost accidented into a victory.
Yeah, because they were playing the Dolphins.
Right.
Who just fell apart in the second half.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.